May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, my Lord, my Savior, my Rock, my Redeemer. Well, good morning, and Pastor Eric is, Al said earlier, he's on a well-deserved vacation, and Pastor Emeritus Pastor Groling, he's just gotten back from a trip to St. Louis and beyond, bringing Krista and Noah and family to St. Louis because Noah is starting seminary to become a pastor, which we need so much in our LCMS, and we're very, very excited about. So he just got back, so he is going to do Bible study this week, and he is going to preach next week, but here I am. But Pastor Eric gave me some good advice. And then Pastor Emeritus Neil Groling gave me even the same advice and affirmed it. And they said, Jerry, said you can preach a good or bad sermon. And you can preach a long or a short sermon. But don't preach a long and bad sermon. So I promise you, today's sermon is going to be short. So with that, though, I do, after great prayer, and I hope you get something out of it. And if you get something out of it, it's certainly not going to be words from me, but it's going to be words from God. And I got to tell you, though, I was very, very affirmed yesterday at the memorial service for Larry Brosey. And in that, when I started working on this message a couple of weeks ago, in the epistle lesson, I felt like it kind of stopped where it kind of needed to start. And I read on, and I was affirmed in that. In that, you know, it was talking about, you know, we get the do-over with Jesus. We got, you know, He came, and by God's grace, has set us free from all our sin and the way of life that we have. But then it didn't talk about our life after we come in Him. And the scripture in the third chapter of Colossians in verses 12 through 17 talk about that. And that's the basis of the message today. And then the second reading in the memorial service yesterday, which I imagine, knowing Larry, he had selected, and I know, knowing Larry, he so well lived, and it was at third chapter of Colossians in those verses. So I'm going to read them to you right now. Therefore, as God's chosen people, truly and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, these virtues put on love, because love binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. And whatever you do, whether in word and deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So over the last few months, as my tenure as chairman was dwindling to an end, I had a great chance of reflection and gratitude, and seeing what God truly, truly does, and especially what God truly, truly does when we're obedient to Him and when we respond to His grace and love by living in Christ. And it's amazing, some of the things. I'm going to share some of the things with you today. And then I was working on my last congregation meeting, and as I was working on it, you know, I was... I was thinking about all this last mission and ministry, all the celebrations we have. Celebrations that God brought us through what could have been a $300,000 deficit. And God worked through us and made it come out abundantly to the good. And then all the celebrations of mission and ministry during the year. And then also what we have upcoming, the challenges that we're going to have in the next mission and ministry, and the opportunities that we're going to have in the next mission and ministry, and some pretty big numbers, and the numbers were kind of getting to me. And then all in the midst of it, God called two of our most obedient servants home, in Larry Brosey and Mike Gallagher. And this really grounded me. And this brought me back, because these individuals so boldly reflected the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. And these two men had a great impact on me in their witness, and also on so many other people in the congregation in their witness. And I believe both of them lived in response to Jesus' love and grace. And so now I'm going to paraphrase what Paul wrote to the Colossians. As God's chosen people, both Larry and Mike, holy and dearly loved, clothed themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. They bore with each other and forgave one another. And if they had a grievance against anyone, they forgave as the Lord forgave them. And over all these virtues, they put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So I come today talking to you about how individually we can walk with Jesus, and individually we can respond to His love and grace. But also, corporately, as a church family, we can do so as well. And when we do so as well as a church family, God will do amazing things. God has done amazing things. And it's funny, because I'm going to share some stories of what God has done in the last few years here. And they all went completely different directions than I thought they would go. But that's just the way God works. He works His plan. He just wants us to be a part of it. So I want to share a few with you. The first one has to do with God cares about you. And God cares about you was a vision given to Reverend Mark Klusak, I think around 2008, to serve the needy in the international district, and it had grown, and we'd grown with it, and it bounced around, and it we had gotten into it more and more, and then Vic Dolly was working real hard in it, and Ralph Hughes and Lionel and others were in it, but we didn't really have a permanent home, and we'd worked it in several different places, but it didn't have that permanency. And then I think it was 2016, we were renting at our permanent location, which we didn't know was permanent at the time. We were renting from East Central Ministries, and John Bolton is the executive director of East Central Ministries, and he came to Pastor Groling and myself and said, you know, I can't keep this property forever, but it's on my heart to keep this property doing kingdom's work. Would y'all ever be interested in purchasing the property? And we said, you know, let's see what God has in store. And He volunteered to us at that point to give us first right of refusal on any time that He had to sell the property. That we would have the opportunity to match any price. And He gave it to us to sometime in 2019. Then fast forward a little bit, And in 2018, early 2018, John Bolton came back to us and said, hey, we have some things going on at East Central Ministries that we need to fund, and we need to loosen up money. And so I do need to sell the property now. Would y'all be interested in purchasing the property? Because I wanted to continue to do kingdom work. And we prayed about it, and we came to the council in prayer, and then we came to the congregation in prayer. And I've been through a number of capital campaigns at that point, and the grind of them, and the working and stuff. And I'd never been through anything like this, because once we came to a capital campaign 4 months later, we had the cash to purchase God Cares About You and put it into our permanent DNA, so that mission would always have a place in the international district to serve the Lord's work. And the congregation, as in a response to God's love and grace, and I shared in that funding. And so John Bolton, when he sold it to us, he says, I'm not going to sell it to you for profit or even market. And he sold it well below appraisal and for the $100,000. And then it became part of our DNA. And then now we fast forward to this last congregation meeting. And part of the celebrations last week was of God Cares About You. And the 120,000 pounds of food that was distributed, the 23,000 meals that were given, the 300 hefty bags of clothes that were distributed, the 52 weeks of Bible studies and services, and the multiple events, the free laundry days, the student partner servant events, the walk with the cross, and so on and so on, and sharing the gospel on a daily basis. And as Al Koshman so eloquently told me, he said, just think, Jerry, every one of those pounds of food and meals and clothes, those weren't just things, those were impact on people's lives. And that's kingdom work, and that's living in Christ. The second story I want to share, or not story, but memory I want to share, has to do with God Cares About You and our church. And so at this time, God Cares About You had an African refugee community that started coming to God Cares About You looking for help. And it was a barrier. We wanted to help, but we had a barrier that we hadn't had in the past. See, mostly in the international district, we had Spanish speakers, we had English speakers, but we didn't have any speakers in the African dialect. And at the time, separate from God Cares About You, a young man named Anton Gasori visited our church, and he visited several times. And Anton could speak 7 different languages, could speak in all the different African dialects and languages. And he just happened to be sent to Christ Lutheran Church on Manaw in Pennsylvania. I don't know about you. Some people call that, wow, what a coincidence. I call that a God incidence. And we were able to hook Antoine up with God Cares About You. And so we were able to meet needs in that community. From that, I met Josiah, who's now a lifelong friend and a brother in Christ. Josiah and Chantel and Stanny and Julian became members of our church. They sent their kids to our school. They sending their kids to our school too, with Stanny and Julian. They started worship services on Sunday afternoons here. And then fast forward, and I don't know of many of y'all, most of y'all may have been at our Pentecost Sunday worship service. That was a combined service of our community, and it was powerful. And it was a powerful service of community. And at the same time, or not at the same time, but before that, Pastor Eric had been teaching a catechism class in that community, and 30 people from that community, or approximately 30 people from that community, have become members of our church. Now, I don't know where God is going to bring that, but that is kingdom work in response in living in Christ. And the third memory, and this one is really close to my heart, and this has to do with our biggest and closest mission field here at Christ Lutheran Church and School, and that's our school. And you know, our school has a mission, and our school has a drive to provide a strong Christian education to the children in our community. And we as a congregation, in response to God's love and grace, support that school so they can financially send their kids to that school and be a part of this mission. And separate from that is, this is an aside that would take too long to make this sermon long instead of short, and then I'd be in trouble. But I share office space with a nonprofit that helps handicapped adults. And there's several parents there that send their kids to school. I've been able to talk to them, refer them to the school. And one particular parent that I'm going to talk about a little bit started sending her daughter, and then since has sent her son and her other daughter to the school, to the preschool, and then on into the school. And you know, one thing I didn't say about the school is, along with teaching and sharing the gospel every day, there's always 10, 15 kids that get baptized during the year. So now I go back to COVID and the pandemic, and we as a church had to go under great prayer on what we were going to do with the school during the pandemic. Do we keep it open? Do we do online teaching? Well, how do we respond to this thing? And it was complicated. And we prayed, and prayer sent us on a course that we would keep the school open for in-class learning. But we would use every space on the campus. We'd use the Nordex. We'd use the fellowship hall. We would put tent on our field so we could spread classes so we could safely teach. And let me tell you, what our staff had to do through this, and the commitment and the work was over and above and outstanding, and God truly blessed it. And this family was one of the families that was blessed. And a little bit about the mother that sent her kids. She came from a broken Catholic background, but she wanted the kids to have some kind of foundation in the Christian faith. And so we got through this, and then fast forward to this spring, her children asked her if they could be baptized. And on a Wednesday morning, they were baptized. And afterwards, she cried with me tears of joy, and I cried with her tears of joy, because these kids were baptized in Jesus. And that is kingdom work and living in Christ. Now, I could go on and on with other stories. I could talk about our Stephen ministry and how it began and what it's become, and how 18 people have been trained as Stephen ministers and Stephen leaders, understanding that God, that Jesus is the caregiver, that we're simply the caregivers, and we do so in response to His love and grace. I could talk about our human care, our Thanksgiving gift baskets, our food drives, our clothing drives, our hygiene drives, our school supply drives. I could talk about our food pantry. I could talk about our quilters. I can go on and on how God is working in this congregation, and this congregation is working in response to that. But I want to challenge you, and I want to encourage you individually and corporately as a church family to avail yourself to the promises that God has given us. And Alicia did her first Chronicle article. You have 131 to go, Alicia. And it was so awesome, because in it she talked about community, and she talked about how as an adult she has lived in 5 different states and none of them with her family, and that the churches that she's been in have become her family, have become her community. And she challenged each of us in that to be in worship, to be in fellowship together, to come to the fellowship meals, to be in fellowship, and to work in these mission fields, and to do this together. And that's part of this challenge, is to, for us to live our lives in response to the love and grace Christ has extended to us. And as Paul wrote in Colossians, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves, ourselves, with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of us have a grievance with one another, forgive as the Lord forgave us. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just come here as a family. We come here as a church in awe of the grace and the love that you have given us. And we come and seek your will as we work together, to grow your kingdom as your will has it, and to serve you and live in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.